program you're about to hear, Bob's Slap Time Fun Hours, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and to pass no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Like a bird. You will have the money. have a beer on me wherever you are. Here we go.
No, 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 Dave, not yet, not yet, okay?
Okay, well, I'm not going to let it be dead air.
Why don't you go take another smoke break? I've got to do your intro.
I guess she didn't like that. I'm doing my best.
Ah, Seekers, that was Dave Cloud. And tonight you are going to be soaking in him. And take it from Sousa Flues. That man is 90% liquid at any given time. Back in the 90s, when I was writing for Cool and Strange Music magazine, publisher Dana Countryman sent me two CDs to review, and one of them was Dave Cloud's album, Songs I Will Always Sing. Oh yeah, our opening sound barrage tonight, Fantastic Rage, oh that was on there, along with track after track of pure barroom magic. Oh man, Dave Cloud blew my socks through my shoes, Seekers. And ever since, I've wanted to do an all Dave Cloud show. But I didn't have a framework to go with the songs until now. Oh, thanks to Tony Youngblood, the producer behind Theater Intangible. Poor Tony had a radio show out of Vanderbilt University, and he hosted Dave one night on a show called Get It On with Dave Cloud. Oh, it came with a dual prize, but I'll let Tony tell it.
Hi, I'm Tony Youngblood, and you're listening to OR Theater Intangible, a weekly show where guest participants create 1 hour of live experimental improvisation. It's Sunday, December 20th, 2009. Today, we're going to play the episode that got us kicked off WRVU-FM in Nashville, Get It On with Dave Cloud, the final episode we did at WRVU. I wanted to get Dave Cloud on the show because I was always amused by his pickup techniques at the Springwater Supper Club in Nashville, Tennessee, where he plays with his band. And I was very excited when he agreed to be on. The idea was a simple call-in show where Dave would flirt with the callers. I think you'll find the results amusing. But we were banned for violations against good taste. The general manager wrote me a letter saying I was no longer welcome at the station. I'm not going to get into the fine print of our removal. You can find out more in our show notes and blog at theaterintangible.com. Without further ado, here is Get It On with Dave Cloud.
Okay, what do we have here? What do we have here? You're listening to the very first inceptive moments of the Dave Cloud improv, theater, and mind-blowing pop music classic.
You cannot run, you cannot run, you cannot hide, get away from green fields. You cannot go, you cannot say, I'd get away from green fields. You cannot say yes, you cannot say no, you cannot leave. She was walking across the foggy moor, knee deep in mist, looking like the one I adore. Green fields are gone now, covered with snow. You cannot run, you cannot hide, you cannot leave, you cannot go green fields. You cannot stay, you cannot say yes or no, you've got to go back, back fields and me, back to the green fields and me. You cannot run, you cannot hide, you cannot go, you cannot lie in green fields. Green fields are gone now, covered with snow. Once there were rivers where the valleys would flow. Once there was supernatural love. Once there was an angel that came down from above.
you cannot go back, you cannot go back, you cannot go back, you cannot go back. Stay, you cannot go, you cannot say yes, you cannot say no. Green fields are gone, covered in a blanket of snow. Gone with the heartaches that you've come to know. You gotta come back, one day you'll learn, then you'll return. You cannot run, you cannot hide, you cannot leave. Green fields.
Wait a minute. Oh, here we go. I'm gonna read some Spanish. This gets them hot. Strenes jairam preves vos. Grotesturizas meres la langue. In dansant devant leurs chevaux. Puis batis de vos als diagnes. Et j'y écoutais si chouez rival. Una me o matita, unikiato cheigito und fila de fluere. Pore ecate la haleina nid. Que excelente contre mes grands cris. Vos terribliso, bushes, muetes. Do you like that, Tony? You did? Thank you. I don't know what it meant, but I had some ideas. I moaned with abandon as I descended into Mons Veneris. Finally, buried like Dracula, the broad crown brushing the depths. When I looked at her, her eyes were closed as she languished, feelings of ecstasy emanating from her. We were glazed and slippery and wet with sweat. Sweat glistened on our foreheads. Her breath was coming in short gasp. Leaning forward, I rocked against a Mon Veneris at the same time. Oh, we have a caller. Duracho, Duracho.
Hello?
I'm sorry for butchering your language, Duracho. Are you a girl? Is it Derayo? 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 Tell me, are you from Colombia? Colombia.
Hello?
Where are you? Are you American?
American.
I'm glad, I can tell you speak good English.
Dave, I just have one question for you.
What is it? Am I misbehaving?
Have you ever had shark bite before?
A shark's bite?
Shark bite.
A sharp bite?
Yes.
Yes, and it hurt quite much. And my father got real mad because he said, they could have given you tetanus, son.
Really?
Yeah, and you can give, the human bite's more likely to transmit tetanus than any dog bite. So don't bite me. Or if you do, buy me a tetanus shot, which hurts like hell.
Can you come to Belmont tonight?
You want me to come to Belmont?
Yes.
Okay, I'll see you. Any more details? Are you gone?
Belmont Boulevard.
Belmont Boulevard. Yeah, I'll walk up and down it until you find me. Don't let any boys beat me up, okay? I hope you're tough. Well, I can take a care of myself.
Okay.
I see you tonight, Duracho. I'm putting your... Duracho or Durayo? I see you tonight, my love. Okay, yeah, that was a productive call. Gotta walk on Belmont sometime, you know. Hey, I wanna take another smoke break. Myself out. I'm sorry I'm late. What's
Dave.
Up? Yes. Okay, what? Yes.
First of all, your music for your smoke break isn't all that great.
Well, I've got to give you something. Listen, you want another guitar song. Is that what you want with me on guitar?
I actually wanted you to oververb it with a poem.
Okay, sure, sure. No problem.
From your heart, about your favorite animal and why.
About my favorite animal?
Animal, and why it is your favorite animal, yeah.
Tiger, tiger, burning bright. In
love
the
that.
Satin purple night. What real or lost eternity bred thy fearful symmetry. You like that?
Love it.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you, Dave.
You want so little. Okay, I see you.
I want a life lesson from you.
Okay, I'll give you life's lesson as soon as I can. We're running short on time, but thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, disconnect her. I think she might have had a couple of beers. She was a bit opinionated, but sweet. Okay, well... Do we have more calls, or do you want songs? What do you want, Tony? It's your call.
We've got another caller calling in right now.
Okay, I'll talk to him. Let me put the phone back on.
Sarah.
Kara?
Sarah.
Sarah.
Hi.
Yeah, well, I'm crazy about you. How about... okay, I'm going to... recite from my heart a little erotic poem for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Elegant yet sophisticated, Sarah rules with a firm and benevolent hand. I'm crazy about a satiny, a small, cruel oval stomach. I'm insane about the sacrum. You know, the undulating divot above a pelvic bone. Oh, and I'm crazy about her big, luscious blonde. And I'm crazy about her incoherent whispering that yields bitter proof of how she feels it's no use to let me know how much she loves me. But she does so much that conceit doth dwell in me as an all-consuming thing. But I cast it aside, and it seems to make Sarah and I divide. But to reunite would make us spouse and spousey bright. Thank you, Sarah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I made it up.
You made it up right there on the spot?
Uh-huh.
Aw, that looks so good.
I'll see you soon, Sarah. How about at the coffee shop tomorrow at lunch?
How about Tuesday night at karaoke?
I'm banished for a month. I can't go back.
Can't go back for a month? What did you do?
They said I was killing myself and told me they aren't mad, but I have to stay away for a month so that they won't be liable for my death from drinking myself to death there night after night. So I'm not exactly on the wagon. If you had a cold beer and could bring it by, I'd probably enjoy it. But, you know, I'm probably at death's door, and they don't want me coming for a month. They think that'll save me.
Well, it's probably best that you stop for a little while anyway.
Yeah, a month isn't that bad. I'm still having fun anyway. Love you, Sarah, and I'll see you soon, okay? Maybe coffee shop?
Maybe so.
Okay.
I'll see you soon. It was a great show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, I want to take another smoke break, Tony. But first, I want to sing Crystal Ship by the Doors. We got another caller. Okay. After this call, it's Crystal Ship by the Doors.
You're on, caller.
Mr. Tony Youngblood, this is Mr. Pimp Daddy Supreme here.
How's the party there?
We have about 35 people here right now, about three-fourths of which are female. And they're all trying to get in. We've settled down into actually playing a game where I give all of them your phone number, and they all press the send button at the exact same time.
So it's kind of like a firing squad. No one knows who's going to actually kill.
Right, it's like a Russian roulette of who gets to talk to Dave. That being said, we've already had two women pass out.
I feel bad that I didn't do an announcement that may happen.
No, I mean, excitement level is really high here. I have a throng.
That last call was a bit hot for me to handle. Is this Paul?
Oh, just once. This is actually Pimp Daddy Supreme. Do you have anything to say to Dave Cloud? He has returned.
Yeah, hey, Pimp Daddy, save a beer for me wherever you are, no matter how deadly.
I definitely will. Hey, Dave?
Yeah.
Dave, I've got an entire living room full of women that are waiting to talk to you.
I've got my truck, if you'll tell me a neutral place I can meet and convoy over there. We've only got 30 minutes to complete this fiasco.
I'll talk to you here in a minute. And hey, keep your ears open. More women are calling you right now.
Thank you, Pimp Daddy. You're my friend for a long time yet to come. Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another thousand thrills, a thousand girls, a million ways to spend your time. When we get there, I'll drop you a line. Dark and filled with pain. Embrace me with your gentle rain. The time we ran was so insane. We'll meet again. We'll meet again. Darkness lies. Is it your lips? Is it your eyes? Is it the things you must repress? I'll have you soon, and you'll confess.
There. Who am I speaking with?
It's Smoke.
Wait just a minute. Would you please pipe down? I think it's Springsteen. Is this Bruce Springsteen?
No, this is Moose.
Moose? Oh, yeah, Moose.
You know me. I've got a couple of lady problems, Dave.
Hey, I can't give you my overflow, you know, without them knowing. But,
right.
Okay, tell me, what's the lady problem? What's the problem?
Well, the problem is, you know, I try to be aggressive, you know. I'm an aggressive lover.
Yeah, but and, not every girl loves that, right?
Right, exactly. That's the thing. And then, you know, she acts like she wants me to be aggressive sometimes.
Find an aggressive girl who takes the initiative, and then you know you
right.
have consent to begin with.
Right, exactly. That's what I want. I just want to be solid about it, you know?
Yeah, well, they exist. They're rare. They're few and far between. Most girls just think everything is up to you, but just a rare few think something's up to them, too. And that's the kind you want to find.
Right.
But they're out there, man. They're, you know what they say? There's somebody for everybody, and there's somebody for you, too, Moose.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. You're my world. I can see beyond forever. Everything we are will never die. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. You're my world. I can see beyond forever. Everything we are will never die. Love is such a beautiful thing. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. You're my world. Don't throw it all away.
I can see beyond forever.
You're my heart. I can see beyond forever. Everything we are will never die. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. You're my world. I can see beyond forever. Everything we are will never die. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. Don't throw it all away on love for her. Don't throw it all away on love. You're my world.
Hungry Jack, I bet you got one of your own. You know, it's talk time. It's talk time. You know, dominance and submission, it's inequality. But the natural nature of man and woman is inequality. Sadism and masochism, it's sick, but they say a masochist always a sadist, and a sadist always a masochist, because of their consenting and all-knowing predicate to their strange rituals of humiliation. But I would not humiliate you. What do we have here? Lucy. Who is Lucy? Put her on there, would you? I got my headphone on. Lucy, can you hear me, girl?
I can hear you, Dave.
Hey, have we met, Lucy?
I think so, maybe. Just briefly.
Yeah, well, I'm just having fun. I had 17 cups of coffee tonight, and I'm rather well, fixed for the night, but...
Oh, man.
Hey, yeah. Well, okay, Lucy, don't tell me where you're going to meet me after the show.
Okay, I won't.
Hey, what do you want to talk about, eroticism or something?
Well, I have a problem.
Okay, we got a 3-second flashback, so really, okay. No obscenity. Just tell me in lay terms.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay it across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. Break of day, let me see you eat dog bones now. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Lay, lady, lay. Lay it across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. till the break of day. Let me see you make him smile. Wait any longer for the world to begin. You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, laid across my big brass bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I'll show them to you and you'll see them shine. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. Until the break of day, stay with your man a while.
Help you, call me. Call me at home.
Call
after the show's over, and, well, tell me first, are you reasonably attractive?
No.
Do you practice good hygiene?
No.
You don't?
No.
Josephine, don't wash, I'm coming. I'm starting to get a twinge. I wonder if we're going to get thrown off the air. Well,
okay. Well, I'm...
No, don't go. Don't go. Don't go. I'm too interested.
I'm confused.
Call me after the show.
Okay, I'll meet you after the show, Dave.
All right. Sandy from Nashville, let's put you on, Sandy. Glad you called my erotic dominance and submission show, and I'm in a real dominant mood. Hope you're submissive. But if you're not, you know, they say, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But invert that reciprocally, and what's good for the gander is good for the goose. Sandy from Nashville, put her on the air, would you? Sandy, let me hear your voice.
Hi, how you doing, Dave?
Hey, have we met?
Yes, we have.
How beautiful are you?
I'm gorgeous.
Gorgeous. Oh, my God. That's the way I look now. Have you brushed your teeth in the last 48 hours?
Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, yeah. I've got to get a toothbrush. Or maybe I can get a toothpick or something. Hey, I've got the Letters magazine letters. I'll paraphrase some of this erotic stuff in here, just out of context. Just then, I heard the front door open, and Eve came in. Well, make Eve, Sandy.
Okay.
Just then I heard the front door open and Sandy came in. From the loud laughter, I knew she had brought a man home with her. And I slipped into our adjoining bathroom, cracking the door on her side until I could see into her bedroom. I was so hot. I was determined to watch Eve and one of her many men while I ate a cucumber. Okay, is that good for you?
Oh, yeah.
I love you, Sandy. Hope to see you soon. Hey, thanks for calling. Maybe that'll help with tonight's episode.
Well, we'll see.
All right. I'm so glad you called. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I thought that was really good. I've also got The Tragic History of Dr. Faustus by Christopher Marlowe. But at this time, I've got to explore the world of strange bondage and discipline, dominance and submission, S&M, DNS, or whatever it is, and sing the song, Venus and Furs. I'm so ready. Joseph, will you stop me off, please? Of leather, whiplash girl child in the dark. She comes and bells, please don't forsake her. Strike, dear mistress, and cure his heart. Shiny boots of leather. Hey, you know, I bet you got a pair of leather boots. If you're a chick, call me on the phone right now. Tell me about that. Mistress, she comes and bells. Please don't forsake her. Whip, taste the whip not given lightly. I am weary. Boots of leather, whiplash girl child in the dark. Severin, Severin, your servant doth await thee. She comes in bells now, cure her heart. Shiny, shiny, shiny boots of leather. Severin, find yourself. Oh, here we go, into Faustus now. Here we go, here we go. What art thou, Faustus, but a man condemned to die? Thy fatal time draws to a final end. Despair doth drive distrust into my thoughts. Confound these passions with a quiet sleep. I am weary. Did call the thief upon the cross to rest the fastest quiet in here. Do we have a caller? Who? Jessa. I know her. Yeah, I know her real well. Let me get my headphone on and I'll sure talk to Jessa. Jessa, are you there?
Jim.
Jim? Did you say Jim?
I'm Tessa.
You what?
I'm Tessa, and you're Dave.
Yeah, okay, well, whatever. Would you like me to read an erotic letter from Letters Magazine? It's going to be fun. I'm ready, and here we go. She tasted me strawberry lips, sipping on them as if they were a delicate wine. She had a nasty little tongue that slipped between me lips, brushed against my teeth more than any toothbrush had in 48 hours, then intertwined with my own oozing tongue. Her skillful kiss left me breathless. One more? Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Her hand slipped into my khaki shirt, the uniform of a park ranger. My pulse galloped uncontrollably as she nuzzled my neck and caressed my ample pectoral muscles through my wife-beater t-shirt. I dropped my ranger shorts beside us and then slithered. Oh, I can't keep reading. Hey, Tessa?
Yes?
I want to see you soon. Call me after the show. I've already got Lucy. Lucy and you, this should be fun. Okay, thank you for calling. I love you.
I love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I need to take a smoke break. I'm kind of excited.
Woke up this morning, I was feeling fine. Felt like the world was my Valentine. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Something tells me I'm into something good. She's kind of quiet, not too shy, and I can tell I'm her kind of guy. Dance every slow dance with me like I hope she would. Something tells me I'm into something good. I don't know if you can call it love, but she's everything that I've been dreaming of. When she walked me home and held me by the hand, I knew it wouldn't be just a one-night stand. Walked her home and I held her hand. I knew it wouldn't be just a one-night stand. She asked to see me next week and I said she could. Something tells me I'm into something good. Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something. Something tells me I'm into something.
Okay, what do we have here? What do we have here? A random guy called and said you were doing a good job. Hey, you're listening to the Dave Cloud Improv Theater and Mind-Blowing Pop Music Classic. I will please and tease. I can say that even on the air. Thank you, mister, whoever you might be. The fatal time draws to a final end. Despair doth drive distrust into my thoughts. Confound these passions with a quiet sleep. Push! Christ did call the thief upon the cross. Then rest here fastest, quiet in conceit. Well, it's quite late. It's 2 a.m. Somebody will be up, but I want to read some more letters, okay?
Feel free.
My body stiffened like rigor mortis in a living man, hardened, thrusting itself wildly into the wall of the padded cell. I burst my lurching hips against the tucked and rolled pleats on the wall, and in my mind searing the image of two women eating fried chicken like it was their last day on earth. And the smell of fish. Hot tongues languished, flashed in and out of steaming armpits, and in no time at all, I began to lurch. It felt like seconds before I was exploding like a vortex of finely ground taco meat. I was exhausted, and other eager female bodies came into my padded cells being racked by multiple sensations of triumph. Once again, I erupted mentally, imagining in my insane mind's eye a sliding ride down a gigantic tongue. And when they were finished, I lovingly cleaned them both with washcloths soaked in dish soap and soapy water. Okay, I'm getting sick of this. Do we have a caller? I'm getting tired of doing this. Hey, who is this?
This is Heather.
I hope you got cold beer.
We do have some cold beer.
Boy, just tell me when to be outside.
Everything you
Getting off the air. Okay, good night, Nashville, and Tony, take it away.
Do you have any closing words?
Truly, in the end, the true essence of art is a lie that enables us to see the truth. Thank you.
We'd like to thank our musicians tonight, Charlie Rao on guitar, Randy Hunt on stand-up bass, Joe Hudson on Fender Rhodes, Mr. Bobo Bobo Bob on the Nord lead, and Mr. Craig Schenker on that ever so sweet and romantic saxophone. And let's take it out, boys. For more info about the controversy, check the show notes at theaterintangible.com.
Yes, Seekers, that was Dave Cloud. Oh man, I have been so obsessed with him. Back when I was doing the courier thing, whenever I had some sort of human organ or something that had to go to Memphis or Nashville, I would look through the phone books trying to find that guy. In a way, I guess I'm lucky I never did, but we all got to find him tonight. Thanks to Tony Youngblood for paying the ultimate price for showcasing Dave. And I hope I cut out the right part so that I'll continue to have a show despite playing Dave Cloud on it. Good night, Seekers.
Mm-hmm.